WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Oh. Searching in the mist for what I know exists for me out there. So before these tunes, before they made the pyramids. Oh, waited so long. Have I finally found the road to lead on home? The moon was low and the road dust. Some thieves, my pocket's empty. I said, you'll have to kill me to cut this jewel out of me. Get his stomach pumps.
heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Don't see the fires of the mystery. Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just one man with loneliness. I'm just a woman. Come on, bad beat! Bad beat! That's a royal!
We'll be right back. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm Rick Todhunter on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for joining me for Exactly What Nobody Wanted. It's nice to be here. I've got some good stuff coming up in the next hour. Old stuff, new stuff, stuff in English, stuff not in English. I've got a set of some old school punk. I've got a set of some French language music. I've got new music from bands